welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath. It's really kind of windy. I hope you have a wonderful day as well, wherever you are. On this Sabbath, May 1st, 2021, this is our lesson 329. Chapter 70, entitled The Least of These My Brethren. Our tiny thought song is entitled More About Jesus, and our dear brother Gray will be the one to share it with us.
More about Jesus I would know, more of his grace to others show. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn. More of his holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus. More of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus on his throne. Riches in glory all his own. More of his kingdom's sure increase. More of his coming, Prince of Peace. More about Jesus. More about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Brother Graves. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open the tiny top area with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Shall we bow our heads? Loving Father in heaven, we thank you once again for Sabbath morning on our side of the world. And we look forward to learn something new today from your Bible. Bless those who take part. Bless the one that leads out. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, little ones, we have a little poem. It's entitled A Child's Meditation for Sabbath. So let us have our listening ears as your parents or elder children around will be able to help read one of the verses of the poem.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. This is for Sabbath. God, who this world in 6 days made, on the seventh day from labor stayed, looking on earth, his promises sang, and high heaven's courts with anthems rang. Like them may I, with children cry, sing praise to him who dwells on high. Amen.
When God, his chosen people, led and sent from heaven their daily bread. Each Sabbath day to him they planned an altar built and incense burned. O Lord, let me an altar be where incense shall be praised to thee.
O may this day that comes to me, rich with so many a memory, the Sabbath which my God has given, prepare me for the rest in heaven. Lord, grant that I may this evening say that I have lived with thee today.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear ones. A little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. A little walk with Jesus make it right, all right. If you're naughty or unkind, praise the Lord, you always find. A little walk with Jesus makes it right, alright. If any one of the elder children, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to open our study for the family with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this for today. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for the blessed day that we have. We pray that we may be able to let us to be strong and be courageous. Be all things that are good in our sight. Let us be able to always keep in mind that always be there to be our guide, be our helper, be a friend, and be many more things in our lives. Let us be able to always be full of strength, full of wisdom, full of understanding. Let us be able to keep on helping many know who you are so they may have a choice to follow thee. And we pray that we may be able to always find peace with thee, even when there are a lot of commotion or chaos, us in some places wherever we go. Let us be able to always be full of strength, full of wisdom, full of understanding. Be with us now as we have yet another blessed study. Let us be able to cherish always cherish the lessons that we learn, what we read from, and even use them in action whenever we need them most. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being the land you promised us. This is my prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 31 from the King James Version. And it reads, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and even our guests, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled The Least of These My Brethren in our study book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Matthew chapter 25, verse 33, King James Version. "And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left." Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Matthew chapter 25, verse 35. "For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in." And I'll bubble down and share with someone else.
Yes, continuing. Naked, Matthew 25:36, King James Version. Naked and ye clothed me. I was sick and ye visited me. I was in prison and ye came unto me. Continue in Matthew 25:37. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee to drink? Continue. Matthew 25:38. When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? And I'll bubble down.
God bless you, everyone. Continue the reading. Matthew 25:39. Oh, when I saw thee sick or in prison, came unto thee. Matthew 25:40. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, and in as much as ye have done it unto one of these least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear sister. Today, dear ones, we will cover pages 637 through 638. Welcome to all of dear brethren that are just joining us. We are in this Eye of Ages, page 637. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Well, when his Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from the other. That's Christ on the Mount of Olives, which shared to his disciples the scene and of the great judgment day. Next slide, please. Continuing. And he represented its decision as turning on one point when the nation are gathered before him. There will be but two classes, and their eternal density will be determined by what they have done or have neglected to do for him. Instead, the person of support and suffering that desires ages page 637 of that way. Bye.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, Brother Ethan. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 27, 30 to 31, in the King James Version margin. Taken from the Desire Ages, volume 3, scripture song memory verses from the Desire Ages from the Sunlight Ministry.
See the Son of Man come in.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We will continue our reading, dear ones. We are still in Desire of Ages, page 637. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 637. In that day, Christ does not present before men the great work he has done for them and given his life for their redemption. He presents the faithful work they have done for him. To those whom he sets upon his right hand, he will say, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat." And on the slide it says, "For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ." And it shows a picture, a beautiful picture of that. And then also it gives reference to Romans chapter 14, verse 10, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. King James Version. And continue on the next slide, please. "I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. Was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. But those whom Christ commends know not that they have been ministering unto him." Amen. "To their perplexed inquiries, he answers, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Amen. And on the slide, it shows a picture, and it says, "I was thirsty, and you gave me drink." And you see a hand, I'm giving a young child something to drink. Desire of Ages, page 637, paragraph 2.
Jesus had told his disciples that they were to be hated of all men, to be persecuted and afflicted. Many will be driven from their homes and brought to poverty. Many will be in distress through disease and privation. Many will be cast into prison. To all who forsook friends or home for his sake, he had promised in this life, hundredfold. Now he assured a special blessing to all who should minister to their brethren. "As you would minister to me, so you are to minister to them. This is the evidence that you are my disciple." Desire of Ages, page 637, paragraph 3. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 638. All who have been born into the heavenly family are in a special sense the brethren of our Lord. The love of Christ binds together the members of his family. However that love is made manifest, there the divine relationship is revealed. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 John 4:7. Desire of Ages, page 638, paragraph 1. And it says in the corner first picture on the left, 1 John 4:7, King James Version, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God."
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear one. This one was taken from 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. And we will sing it. "Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Beloved, Let us love one another, 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved, let us love one another. He that loveth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8.
Amen.
We are still in Desire Ages, page 638. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take this following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
The Desire of Ages, page 638. Those whom Christ commends in the judgment may have known little of theology, but they have cherished his principles. Through the influence of the divine spirit, they have been a blessing to those about them. Even among the heathen are those who have cherished the spirit of kindness. Before the words of life had fallen upon their ears, they have befriended the missionaries, even ministering to them at the peril of their own lives. Next slide, please. Among the heathen are those who worship God ignorantly, those to whom the light is never brought by human instrumentality, yet they will not perish. Though ignorant of the written law of God, they have heard his voice speaking to them in nature and have done the things that the law required. Their works are evidence that the Holy Spirit has touched their hearts and they are recognized as the children of God. Desire of Ages, page 638, paragraph 2. God be praised. Amen.
God be praised indeed, my sister. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 34, 36, and 40, margin. And this is taken for the Desire of Ages song, memory verses in the section Promises.
Ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger and ye took me. I was in prison and he came unto me. Inasmuch as he hath done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, he hath done it unto me. Come, ye blessed of my Father. Come, ye blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25, verses 34 through 36 and 40.
Amen. Let us continue, dear ones. We are in Desire Ages, page 638. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the last paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 638. How surprised and gladdened will be the lowly among the nations and among the heathen to hear from the lips of the Savior. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. How glad will be the heart of infinite love as his followers look up with surprise and joy at his words of approval. Desire of Ages, page 638, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of our study. We are going to reserve those 6 questions for next Sabbath for our review. I'm looking forward to hearing all of your input on this first part of our new chapter. So next week, by God's grace, we will be doing our part 1 of our lesson, which is the review section of the new chapter, The Least of These, My Brethren. If you have any comment, questions, or anything you would like to share, you can be able to either send it before Thursday for research. If not, you can hold it until we meet again next Sabbath by God's grace. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our study with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. Lord, we thank you for your blessed Sabbath day, and we thank you for this Sabbath school lesson with the children. We thank you for all the participation of the parents and also the children. And we hope that these words and these lessons may be a blessing into their life. We, Father, we pray that we, as we go forward, we pray for your blessing to the rest of the service and to the next service that will be coming up soon, that you bless and keep us here and in harmony with you. Be with the one that will present the message. Thank you, Father, again for this lovely Sabbath day. And be with all the families and all the brethren in the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, will be May 8th, 2021. We will continue with our part 2 review of our chapter 70, our new chapter, entitled The Least of These, My Brethren. We hope and pray that everyone was blessed. May you all have a wonderful rest of the day, dear ones. God bless.